I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The nation of Nepal is 80% Hindi. Buddhists and Muslims make up another 13%. And only 1.4% of Nepali people know Jesus Christ as their Savior. Global Advance just trained 256 church planners. David Shibley with Global Advance says they also trained over 200 Nepali women under the Esther Initiative to become prayer warriors and spiritual leaders in their communities.
This seems to be something of a catalytic meeting with these ladies to really raise up a true Esther force of women in the nation of Nepal who can become a tremendous strength and force for the advance of the gospel.
As these church planners and women leaders go out, ask the Holy Spirit to guide their ministry and draw the people of Nepal to Christ. And this week's United Nations summit saw 193 world leaders agreeing on one thing: more needs to be done to address the humanitarian refugee crisis. Tent Schools International's Dale Dielman says the United Nations sees education as an investment in the future of these war-torn countries.
Without an educated younger generation going back at some point, perhaps, to their countries of origin, who is going to lead? Who's going to be the next generation?
Tent Schools has been working with believers in Lebanon, and now there's a new tent school for 50 more kids. The gospel? Jesus focused on the displaced and marginalized. Could we do any less?
That harvest, which is plentiful, includes those populations, but the laborers are few. That's our mission, too, to create more laborers, more interested people.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. You can join us for a prayer cast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.